Good morning, everyone. This is Laurie Seymour at the Baca Journey for today's Terrain Meditation Session. Take a breath. Take a beautiful breath that you said no is the breath of life, the breath of life that can keep you really alive and appreciative and, well, full of life, if you will. It is the breath, of course, that keeps us alive. It is the breath that connects us with everything. Do you ever much think about that there is an art to living? Do you ever consider that we can learn and appreciate and understand the art of living? We get so caught up in our, you know, day-to-day stuff, in everything from what we have to do to what might be going on with us or with a friend or with a loved one, that we just get caught up in what we think we have to do and how we're gonna, maybe even how we're gonna survive. Never thinking, never, maybe a moment, maybe a quick moment, that there's a bigger sensing that we could have with us all, a bigger relationship where we can actually dance with life. That we can, just like we learn about, you know, how to work with watercolors or acrylics to paint a painting, or how to work with the scales on a piano, and what are the keys, and how do we make music? How do we make music of our life? How do we make art of our life? Our life is indeed our own art, our own creation. And if we consider regularly the way in which we can see life as an art form, and that there is an art to how we live our day-to-day life. Do we see what's possible? Or do we only look at what the challenges are in a way of seeing what's impossible, what we think of as impossible? I was just at a lovely retreat this past weekend with a group called the Evolutionary Business Council. And somebody was talking about how we get caught up and that we think that other people might have an answer, that we don't turn to what the answers might be inside of us, our own answers. And for me, part of the art of living is recognizing that we do have answers within us. And we not only have answers within us, but we have the ability to connect within each moment with the answer that is needed. And so during this weekend, somebody who was giving a talk on something gave us some time to be quiet and to do a little writing. And it's something I do regularly anyway. And what came through, and I was looking at, you know, I was looking at really at this coming year as 2019 and what is it that I'm to be with and like that. And what came through as I was writing so strongly was the way in which what I was to do was to look at possibilities, because the things that I thought of as as being suddenly, because of different situations, impossible, were really simply the doors that needed and were ready to be closed. And that as I could turn to the things that were opening, the things that were becoming possible, that perhaps weren't possible before, those were the things that could nourish and be the things that I could start to dance with. And so, and just in recognizing that and seeing what was possible from a bigger place, from a more expanded place, allowed me to feel within myself a way that I could move forward that hadn't been making itself known to me. Seeing life from a perspective of it being, well, really the art of living, that our work, if you will, is to see life as an art, as our art, as what is it that we wish to create? What is it that we are creating? And to know that within us are all of the resources that we need for our direction, for our sustenance, for our nourishment. That doesn't mean we do everything alone. It doesn't mean we're on a singular journey that lets no one else in. It's that the way that life has been created is such that it is an art form. We do get to dance. We do get to play. We do get to create. And that in a moment, we can forget and get so heavy with what is that we lose that sense. We lose that ability to create. We lose that ability to turn to what is before us into something that feeds us, into something that allows us to move forward. Part of the art of living is recognizing that the breath is what gives us life. And that we can, in a single, simple moment, take a breath in. Feel ourselves, really feel who we are. And so allow the sensing of who you are to be present for you as you go into this time of meditation. Let's all go inside. This is complete. Take a few moments if you like to stretch the strand and stretch, or stretch where you are. Take a breath. Remember to breathe as you're stretching. And for those of you who are not here with us today, not here with us live, take some time to note for yourself what this time was for you, what you received, as we have a time to share with each other for that. And we'll see you next time.